Hey everybody, it's Shaman Sister Sin, and you're listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. Today I wanted to talk to you about deciding to stay in the narcissistic relationship or exit. This is something most people have a lot of trouble with, so I thought we could address it on the show today. Let me preface this by saying that when I say relationship, I'm talking about all relationships. Parents, adult children, friends, spouse, siblings, they're all pretty much the same when it comes to how they function and how people are treated. And that's not just this video, by the way, that's all of my videos unless I have specifically stated otherwise. Relationship just means relationship of any kind. You'll also notice that this podcast is about your choice, not what the narcissistic person chooses. That is because you have the power here. You can make a choice. You are making a choice every day, whether you realize that or not. You are either choosing to stay or choosing to leave every day. Now, many people unequivocally say to leave, 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 leave. And that is good advice, but some people are not ready to do that and they may never be. While it would be nice if everyone in an abusive relationship got out of it, that's just not reality. The reality is that many people do choose to stay. There are different reasons for this. Sometimes they're not ready. Sometimes they don't have the money to leave. You know, it just depends. So for people who cannot or will not leave at this point in time, it's important that they understand why they're choosing to stay and what they are staying in. If you choose to stay, staying in the narcissistic relationship may seem like the lesser of two evils. The abuse is horrible, but it's familiar. It's a known evil. Familiar pain is easier than the fear of change. If you are choosing to stay, be sure you understand what you're staying in. This person is probably not going to change. They're still going to be a liar and a cheater and an abuser and a manipulator or whatever else they are. If it's worth it to you, then it is. Just make sure you're going into it with your eyes fully open. Staying in a relationship with a liar, hoping they stop being a liar one day, is a recipe for disappointment. It's torture, in fact. You have to accept things the way that they are, not as you hope they will be or wish they were. If you're staying in a relationship with a narcissist, it's probably going to be abusive. At the very least, it will be manipulative, transactional, and unstable. That absolutely must be accepted if someone wants to survive the relationship. Otherwise, the constantly dashed hopes, betrayal, and callousness could literally destroy you. The truth is, no one has any right to expect another person to change for them, even if that person's behavior is wrong or abusive, and most importantly, people are not going to change, not unless and until they want or need to do so. If you choose to handle cobras, you must respect and understand what the cobra is. If you don't, it could literally mean your life. You cannot drop your guard. You cannot become comfortable or complacent. You cannot trust the cobra not to bite you. This is what cobras do. It's up to you to protect yourself, and part of the way you do that is by understanding and accepting what you're dealing with. There's no way around this. If you put your trust in a person or a situation that has proven to be untrustworthy, then you will get what you paid for. That's just how it works. Remember that old saying, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You can only claim ignorance once. You also need to prepare for the fact that many times friends or family will refuse to be part of somebody's life when they're choosing to be in an unhealthy situation. People can end up with no one left but the narcissist, and this can make it much harder to get away later if that's what they want to do. It is also really difficult to deal with abuse if you have no one to talk to about it. Staying in the relationship is usually an emotional decision made out of fear or sympathy. Not always, of course, but that's very common. Because of this, people often end up regretting it enormously. Remember to make decisions based on logic and reason rather than emotion, because emotions are often irrational and unstable. Now, if you choose to leave, leaving the relationship with a narcissistic person is often the scariest decision people have ever made. They're going against years of conditioning into an unknown future. They may face repercussions such as smear campaigns, harassment, court battles, being cut off by family or other support networks, and many other things. If this happens, remember that it probably would have been just as abusive had you stayed, only in a different way. Now, unless you have been detached from the narcissistic person emotionally already, you're probably going to feel a lot of different emotions. You might be in shock, especially at first, and it's important to take that seriously. Let yourself adjust to things before you make any big decisions. You may need to fight the urge to get in touch with the narcissistic person or to go back to the relationship, especially if they're a family member. You might deal with extreme guilt for leaving, especially if the narcissistic person has a bad reaction to your actions, and they often do. You may have rage that you can't seem to get rid of. You might be really, really sad. Some days you might feel up, some days you might feel down, other days you might feel numb. All of these things are normal. Healing is not linear. It's not a straight line from A to B. It can go all over the place. One day you might feel like you took 10 steps forward, next day like you took 10 back. Some days you might feel like you're just treading water and you're going nowhere, but you are healing, so remember that. Best way to see that is to look back 2 weeks, 2 months, 1 year at how you felt then. It's important to remember that even if the relationship ending was mutual, even if they seem to have moved on, even if they're ignoring you or refusing to speak with you, there's always the possibility of a Hoover, which is when the narcissistic person comes back around and tries to suck somebody back into the relationship. This must be understood so that you can prepare accordingly if you truly do not want this person in your life anymore. Once again, a cobra is a cobra. Narcissists may hoover months or even years later. Trust the situation at your own peril. Another thing to consider is that many times people are emotionally and psychologically enmeshed with narcissists, and when that happens, ending the relationship is not only extremely painful, it can leave a person feeling like they don't know who they are or what they're supposed to do with themselves now that the narcissistic person is gone. Just remember that you can rediscover who you are. This is scary, but it's not permanent. Leaving the relationship with a narcissistic person is something that requires a lot of adjustment. You may need therapy or other help to deal with the things you've been through or to focus on the issues that led you to be vulnerable to this relationship in the first place. You may find that you've picked up behaviors from the narcissistic person that you don't like or that you can't trust in people. You may be suffering from PTSD or other stress and trauma-related problems. Your health may have suffered. The important thing in either of these situations, no matter what you decide to do, is not to get overwhelmed and to handle one thing at a time. That's all you can do. Educate yourself and make decisions that are as informed as possible. We all just do the best we can, and we all do what we have to. There is no easy solution here. We're talking about difficult choices that need to be made in impossible, sometimes unbelievable situations. There's no way to end the relationship easily or to heal quickly. There's no magic pill. But at least understanding the situation can help you make an informed decision and deal with the aftermath. I hope this clears a few things up for you. As always, I look forward to your comments, questions, and suggestions, so please keep those coming. I take appointments online, over the phone, via text or messenger, and through email, so if you're interested in speaking with me one-on-one, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Book and Appointment tab to go ahead and do that. I teach workshops a few times a month, so if you're interested in checking those out, you can visit littleshaman.org and click the Workshops tab to check those out and see what we have to offer. If you are interested in attending any of those, as they are online, you can do that via littleshaman.org as well. You've been listening to the Meditations and More podcast brought to you by littleshaman.org. That's me, the Little Shaman. May the Great Spirit bless you and have a wonderful day.